third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Boy, that's...
Yankees Dodgers, look.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Jimmy's
the idiot. He assists a game. No matter how many games you
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? No. 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Staravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It's Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models.
You totally forgot to say that.
The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
You remember that catch line?
All right, boys. David's supposed to be joining us in just a while. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Staravo Broadcasting, the Doug Staravo Show. Still feels like summer. It's pretty hot out here.
Yeah, I got to put a hat
not
on.
Not too bad.
Bald-ass head.
We got the sun glaring in the background, so I'm on Earth, and it looks like you guys are in heaven.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, mostly going to fucking hell.
So let's get started with Zach Wilson.
What about him? Uh-oh. I didn't know that was going to go towards the direction.
It's always at the beginning of the episode he does this.
Yeah, we always start with the Jets and Giants.
What's wrong with Zach this time?
No, I thought he played well.
He did play well.
Yeah. He actually showed out.
I thought he played well.
He played well against a good Chiefs. Defense isn't that bad on the Chiefs end, so he played really well.
Especially with the pressure. With the pressure and the amount of eyes that he knew that was going to be on this game because of Taylor Swift being there.
Yeah, it was Taylor Swift.
Why?
Those are... That's promising, but he also did this last year. Very inconsistent. Well, one game he would do good, next game like he would play like shit. And I think he's playing down to his opponents, almost.
Yeah. Where if he's playing a bad team, he'll play like he's a bad quarterback.
Right.
We'll see against Denver this weekend.
And then you play against the Chiefs, you play like an
all star. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be the game that could turn it around for him.
Right.
I think going forward,
absolutely can.
If he plays like that, like coach said, they're gonna get
your
it's
defense
translate
is
to
only
wins.
Not gonna allow that many points going off the board. Like they only let him go 23 points.
The top five defense,
two picks. That defense is for real, no matter what.
And they were trailing. Like 17-0. I was like, oh, this game's over.
And their defense just in the second half, just like second quarter, took them away.
Yeah.
And they got the ball back in the second half. They went down, scored, and tied it.
Yeah, defense is for real. This is why I had hopes with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Because all you need is a little bit of that push. And I don't know what was up with them not giving Breece Hall as many touches. But that's changing going forward.
Yeah, that's changing.
They said that his limited touches is gone. The pitch counts are gone for him.
Yeah, he's going to be there no matter what. I mean, I don't think that you should have made that move.
He's getting more reps in.
They should not have made that move for Dalvin Cook.
No.
Honestly, I think.
Yeah, but it was more like insurance.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes down, yeah.
What if the Jets trade Rodgers for Wilson straight up?
Nah, chill.
No. Why? You put all that money into a quarterback and
you missed my point. What if they traded Wilson for Rodgers straight up?
Then it would have been.
Who's your quarterback?
It really would have been a shit show.
Yeah, no, it would have been a shit show, but.
Flacco?
No, it probably. Gone. Honestly, they would have kept Mike White there.
Yeah, but he took the money in Miami.
Yeah, but if that wasn't. He knew Rodgers was going there. He knew before.
the whole draft, they knew they were getting Rodgers. He knew. That's why he left.
No, it was just a matter of whether they're going to trade for him.
Yeah. It could have been for him.
Wilson could have been involved.
I think it would have been him before it would have been Wilson.
Yeah, because they already had Jordan Love, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been him.
Yeah, they knew Love was their guy, so it was just a matter of
White's actually playing pretty good when that blowout against fucking Denver.
Yeah.
He threw a couple of tutties.
Yeah, they were still playing good.
He threw a couple of tutties.
Yeah. And then they lost to Buffalo.
Well, that was all Buffalo. You knew that was going to come, though. I even said that was going to come. I said Buffalo was going to take that away from them. But
divisional game. But they blew them out. So
it was 48-20.
Yeah, it was like 14-14, and then they scored. And then it was like, what, going 20-20, and then did not let them score the second half at all. Yeah. It was total defense domination on the Buffalo end.
Since Dave's not here, he's supposed to join us virtually. Right. Do we think Buffalo could be a threat to Miami in that division?
Yeah, we just saw it. If they play like that, they're gonna. I told you, Buffalo in the regular season is great. Can they pull it off in the regular season?
In the postseason.
Can they do
choke.
It?
Yeah. Especially, they always lose that game in
the regular season. They're top dogs.
They're Dude, I could see him beating Kansas City. I think they're going to blow Kansas City out when they play him. Philly is the one I see as a hard test for them. It's going to be probably either a shootout or a defensive game. It's one way or the other.
What, with the Bills?
Mm-hmm. And Dallas. Dallas, I'm going to see a shootout because you're not going to see brother on brother because his brother got hurt. So,
oh, yeah, Diggs versus Diggs?
Yeah. But that would have been a great matchup to see, but...
It would have been.
Yeah.
But Cowboys are iffy.
Yeah, Cowboys are inconsistent.
Yeah,
when you lose to Arizona, it's like
yeah, and then you shut out the freaking
you lose a lot of credibility.
Then you shut out
bro.
The freaking and then Gonzalez is out for the season, I think too. I believe
for what?
Yeah,
he's out ACL.
Are you talking about for the Patriots?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Yeah,
yeah.
So literally, they're on thin ice right now. Like their defense, they just got what's his name Jackson
from back? The Chargers.
Yeah, from the Chargers coming back. So either that be improvement or it won't be at all. We'll see.
All right, we're talking Jets. Gotta stay local. The Giants. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. Do you think that was worth all the money right now?
I still think Jones is the guy.
You really think he was worth all that money right now?
You know what the Giants are doing now, right?
Well, don't say they're tanking for somebody.
They're tanking for Caleb.
You really think so?
Yes.
No, we got Jones.
To be honest,
I believe in Danny.
No, I do not. The best
Danny's not the problem, though.
What's the problem?
19 sacks in the fourth quarter. We have no O-line. How are we going to just blame Jones?
19. No, it was only 11.
Through the every game of fourth quarter.
Oh, every game of fourth quarter.
Well, the O-line is an issue.
What is he supposed to do?
It's always been an issue for
them. But at this point, you might as well just tank in a quarterback-filled draft that's going to be up and coming next year.
We just gave the guy $42 million.
Just a waste of money.
$42 million.
Yeah, but draft the QB though. Put Danny on notice, like yo, and the rest of the
team. Just like they did to Eli. Tack with it to Eli with Jones. They did the same thing to him.
Eli was going to retire. It's not the same thing.
Well, no, Eli didn't have to retire. It's just
yes, he did. He was 38, 39.
Nah, Eli was older.
He was older, but still. He could have stayed. He could stay a couple. Look at Rodgers right now.
Yeah, and delay the rebuild and delay the quarterback.
Who knows? Maybe he could put a fire under his ass. You never know. And it's a what if scenario.
Back to your mic.
I don't know. It's like me. It's flimsy.
I would still. I mean, if you're gonna lose, I might as well just end the
make. Yeah, you like to hold that.
Making sure I get a top. You want to double grip that? Just making sure you get a top
you
five
over
spot,
for me, baby.
And get Caleb. Well, if you get a top five, if you don't get number one, you're not.
The pair is going to sink.
Caleb's
for that.
Not going to NFL.
Who says it? Who says that?
What, XFL? You think?
No. Did you see what he said? He said he'll make more money at USC if he stays one more year.
He'll make more money off NILs and all that
at USC.
Yeah.
Damn.
He says he'll make more money.
So then he'll stay another year.
Yeah.
So, well, we can wait 2 years and pay Daniel Jones $80 million?
Unless you short the line.
He's still the guy.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
We got no O-line.
It's like Wilson. Well, Wilson is sometimes, like, the O-line's iffy. It's not the greatest. It's a decent for Jets.
It played well against Kansas City, so, I mean.
Yeah, but.
But we have no O-line, so you can't just sit here. You can't just sit here and blame Jones.
No. Yes, we can.
He's part of it. He's definitely part of it. Because he's running more. Pass the ball. You have receivers.
He has to run ball when you got no space.
But you have receivers. Throw it.
When you have no time, what are you going to do?
Well, Mahomes does.
Get sacked?
Then talk your offense coordinator.
Mahomes doesn't get sacked.
Yeah, because he runs the ball.
Well, talk. No, he actually passes shorts too. That's what you make the
Mahomes
game.
Mahomes has to scramble a lot.
Yeah, so they make short. That's why Kelce is so critical for him. Those short dynamic throws, and he gets yards after a catch. Why'd you pay Waller all that money? He could do that.
Yeah.
He could do that. He could be your third and six. You put him at the 6-yard line, boom, and yards at the catch. He's a big guy. Throw it to him. He's gonna make moves.
Who else does that remind me of that scrambles a lot? Murray would do that.
Big Ben.
Yeah, and he's not playing.
Oh, Big Ben would do.
Big
that.
Ben was freaking famous for that.
It happens.
Because when your O-line's ass, I mean,
yeah.
Russell Wilson would have to do that.
In Seattle,
he would have to scramble a lot, but he will still make plays happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Speaking of Russell Wilson,
what about him?
Did you see what Marshawn Lynch said?
No, I saw the thing, but I didn't see what he said.
Yeah, he said he didn't like Pete Carroll, and he didn't really care for his QB. Like, he was just another Russell Wilson was another QB to him,
and he just did his own thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you didn't see that he was more friendly with Richard Sherman. He was more friendly with him.
I see that, yeah.
Like, Russ, I could see, because Russ had a lot of controversy going at that time.
It wasn't, yeah, it's too much of him being, trying to be fake. He's not being authentic and genuine. It leads me to believe that what people are saying are true when you have way too many people saying the same thing, like, player-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Players keep saying that, oh, why do you have to be all, like, goody-two-shoe, like, trying to put up this facade or whatever? Like, you don't have to do
Just
that.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Well, it's the same thing. With Prime, though. Like, Dion had made that persona for Prime. Like, Prime's a persona that he made.
Yeah,
arrogant, all that and everything. He made that. Outside, he's chilling. He's vibing.
Yeah, that's kind of like me in a way. You guys would say I'm like laid back and cool and respectful. Sure. But the minute you put the mic in front of me, you know.
Hold on.
You know,
this is my show.
Are you comparing yourself to a Prime Time?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying you have two different type of characters.
But I think, yeah.
No,
but
I got it. Yeah.
But I also think people, like, especially sport wise, when you get into those teams and whatnot, players cater more towards the aggressive and competitiveness.
Yeah.
Especially in football, more so than Wilson trying to be all
any sport,
goody two shoe and just being fake. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
if you're gonna create a persona. Be like the heel, you know.
You know what you're gonna get with Sherman. You know what you're gonna get with Prime.
Look! The nicest guy in the world. You ever see the videos when he's thanking the D tackles for hitting them? Goes, nice tackle, bud. Good job, man. It's like they all say the nicest man in the world.
Again, if you're just joining us, we got Jonathan and Jimmy Drust on the Doug Survival Show, Dougie and the Boys. Dave is supposed to be joining us probably later on, like 3:30, 3:45, like last time.
We'll see when he joins.
Yeah, we'll see when he joins. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we are going to do our Week 5 picks and our Week 5 Super Bowl bracket. Much more right after this quick commercial break. We'll see you boys later.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
look at that water behind me, James.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
Like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like,
can get in there and like do things, you know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
sometimes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by our good friends at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by.
My goddamn sick!
Dougie and the... I'll look for it.
You said it last time!
Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Goddamn.
You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcast and the Doug Serravo Show. Let's get to it. Week 5 picks.
Jesus Christ, this
I'm reading my stuff to the side. Let's do our Week 5 picks.
I'll put the phone up real quick to get the games out.
I mean, he's going to tell us anyway.
Oh.
No, but you guys are going to want to know what games are going on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Tell me what I got and what he got.
All right, I'm going to pull this up.
Well, I got Week 5 here. Thursday night, baby.
What game we got tonight?
Washington against the Bears.
Not Bears.
Washington are home. So Bears against Washington.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
That's who do you think is taking that? I'm going to go ahead and Washington.
I'm going to go with a tie.
A tie?
A tie?
Yeah.
First tie of the season?
Why not?
It could happen. It's going to happen sooner or later.
All right. So I'm going to do AFC versus NFC.
That's you? All right.
Yes. So Jimmy, give me a number 1 through 10.
7.
All right. Jonathan, number 1 through 10.
I'm going to go with 10.
10. All right. You get the NFC? AFC.
So it's just a switch. I got the AFC last week.
All right. Bears, Commanders.
That's me. I did get the first one tonight. Give me the Bears.
All right. Panthers, Lions.
I'm going to go with...
That's me, my guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's me, my guy. I got the AFC.
Yeah, we don't rotate now.
The Lions.
Eagles, Rams.
I'm going to go with the...
The Eagles. The Eagles take that one.
Cowboys, Niners.
Niners.
Damn, Niners?
I got Niners. Come on, man.
I'll go with the AFC versus NFC. Giants, Dolphins. I'm going with the Giants. They've played better on the road for some reason.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Wait. What the fuck did you just say?
He's going with the Giants over Miami. They're 3-1 that has lost to Buffalo in Miami.
Because the Giants played better on the road.
They just played Seattle at home with the worst possible way. Seattle looked bad, too.
They beat the Cardinals on the road. They came back. Can I just do my pick?
Go ahead.
I think Miami's going to win. But I'm doing a pick just to see who's right. So we're going with the Giants on this.
If he gets it right, I swear.
Must be nice. Texans, Atlanta. OHIO, CJ Stroud, baby. We're going with the Texans on this. Saints, Patriots. We're going with the Saints.
It's not bad. I'll go with them, too.
Bengals, Cardinals. We're going with Joey Burrow and the Bengals.
Imagine they lose that game.
Kansas City.
I actually think they do.
They could,
I think they can.
Yeah.
Kansas City versus Minnesota. Minnesota.
Yeah, surprised I agree with you on that one.
Green Bay and the Raiders. Green Bay.
Yeah, I like that one. I don't know what Jimmy G's going to perform, and I think...
Is he even playing?
I don't know if him or Adams are even playing. Adams got hurt, too.
All right, we got the AFC side.
Now it's you.
Now it's you.
Oh, okay. Great.
Oh, I got to give you the matchup.
Oh, yeah. Look who's fucking up now.
The first one's easy.
Jaguars, Buffalo.
I'm going to go with...
That's Bills.
Oh, wow. Jacksonville's in London again?
Back to back, yeah.
Holy.
Oh, really?
They're back to back, yeah.
Dude, that's their home. That's their home.
They're very good over there. I don't know how. They should just move over there.
Tennessee?
They do win.
Yeah.
I mean, Granted, now I think they're 4-6 there, actually. Oh, sorry, 5-5, actually.
They're five. About to go freaking 5-6.
Yeah.
We got some comments from some fans.
Uh-oh.
I think they're 5-5, yeah.
Let's go through the picks, and then we'll discuss.
Dan Placco, how about those Rays? Can I address something
too early,
here?
Too early.
No, hold on.
This is my show, because I'm addressing Dan. And I'm allowed to do that all on right, my
right.
show.
Oh, no.
First of all,
briefly,
he's making this comment like, I'm a Philly hater. First of all year I've been telling Daniel at work that the Phillies are going to go back to the World Series and win. So who are you? Who are you to come? Who are you to come attack me on my show? I said that the Phillies were going to win the World Series.
Was it the same one that made the steroids comment?
Yeah. All right. Tennessee and Indianapolis.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
I got the Titans on that one.
Well, that's 50-50 for me.
Actually, no, I have Colts.
Yeah, I went with the Colts. Oh, going off your...
I'm going off my pool. That is 50-50, to be honest.
It is 50-50.
Yeah, that could go either way.
Yeah, because, I mean, they just came off good. Well, no, India just lost.
All right, Baltimore versus Steelers.
I got Ravens.
I figure you're going to do me dirty, but that's fine.
Dude.
I know. Don't rub it in. Don't have to rub it in the dirt.
You have no quarterback or tight end.
No, we got a tight end. He just hasn't played.
No.
Washington.
Well, yeah.
If he starts getting fucking touches.
Yeah.
You know. Well, no.
Pickett's
going to play.
Because Pat is doubtful. He's
not, oh, yeah.
He's
but Pickett's going to play.
Oh, okay.
It's just it's a bruise, a bruised ankle.
A knee, you mean?
Bruised knee, yeah. He'll play.
All right. The game of the week. Jets, Broncos.
I got Jets.
I got Jets on that one, too.
Yeah, Breece Hall.
I think they come back. Breece Hall's going to have a Breece Hall breaks his ankle again.
Nah, chill. There are some intangibles there. It's almost exactly a year
since he did it, too.
At Denver. But nah, he's going to make amends this time around.
No, he's going to go for another 100 yards on them again.
I just traded Breece, which is fucking crazy. But I need a receiver.
Didn't he play good? Didn't he get like 15 points?
Last game?
Yeah. Fantasy-wise?
No, he didn't do much.
It's all about two. All
right, here we go. It's time for our playoff bracket.
It's crazy. I had A.J. Brown on one side, and my boy I was playing against had fucking Stephon Diggs. Damn. They both had like 40-something points each.
I have
43 Stephon, 49 freaking Brown. I was like, I got lucky.
All right, we got Dave on.
Must be nice.
All right, Dave.
Must be nice.
Keep your mic on mute.
Mr. Mendoza. Why?
Because he's going to do the thing.
Yeah, we're doing the Super Bowl bracket.
Oh.
And then when we'll do a commercial, and then we'll come back.
That's fine.
All right. So, but if you have something to add to this, just unmute it. I just don't want to hear, like, the background noise. All right. AFC. Miami versus the Colts.
Miami.
If you'll get me, yeah. Miami.
Houston versus Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yo, low-key, that'll be a shootout.
No, for real.
Low-key, that'll be a shootout.
Mahomes will find a way.
I think
Chiefs will end up, like trailing.
Yeah.
But they'll find
just like last time they played each other in the freaking divisional round.
Yeah.
They're up 27-0 and they freaking came back and won.
Cleveland versus Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Wait, Cleveland's not playing.
This is a playoff bracket.
Cleveland's on a bye week.
You got him on a playoff. He's talking about
playoff bracket.
Right now.
Oh. What?
Yeah, this is our playoff bracket. They got the last wild card because the Chargers are 2-2, they're 2-2, and the Jets are 2-3.
I would take Bills.
NFC, Seattle, Tampa.
Tampa.
Hey, Tampa's looking good.
Tampa's not looking bad.
Baker.
Yeah, Baker's playing pretty good.
Green Bay, Detroit.
Ooh. Detroit. They just showed why they're better.
Dude, wasn't I telling you guys?
No, you said it.
I was high. I'm high in Detroit.
I saw him.
I don't know about whole Super Bowl, like how I picked them.
No,
I was going crazy.
Don't go to the playoffs this year.
But I think they could do something.
Can't wait for Thanksgiving when they're going to play. I forgot who they're playing this year.
Yeah.
Playing somebody good, I think.
You're also high on the Jets.
Damn. To Rogers. Yo, injury. You can't count injuries. That's fucked up.
I love that. I wasn't expecting that. David was on mute, then he unmuted his mic.
Go ahead.
Buddy with David for now.
Yeah, for now. Yeah, keep going before we get into it.
San Fran versus Dallas, rematch of last year.
San Fran.
Yeah,
I'll go with San Fran.
And we'll get a little taste of that this weekend.
I know, I can't wait. That's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
Kansas City versus Buffalo.
That's you. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think Chiefs take that. Bills will end up choking.
I'll disagree with you, but I mean,
Bills will end up finding a way to choke, man.
Nah.
Until they prove me wrong.
I think they're going to prove you wrong.
Miami versus Baltimore.
Oh, that's going to be a good matchup.
I'll take Miami.
Yeah, I think Baltimore's got too many injuries.
All right, NFC side, Detroit versus San Fran.
Oh, God, you got to set me up with that one. San Fran.
Tampa, Philly.
Philly.
I feel like it's going to be the same Super Bowl that we do every week.
I know, because it's those are the only.
But that's how it's looking so far.
It's always Philly or San Fran because they're the top. It's them two on top, and maybe Detroit in
each
a way.
Week they keep proving that they belong at the
like
top.
That's, AFC is wide open with anybody, honestly.
Yeah. I'm riding high on Tampa.
Yeah, but I don't think if they go play in Philly, they're not beating them in Philly.
No. But I think Baker's going to get them to like 11.
Baker's going
to
get probably a wild card spot. Like actually, they could win the division, honestly.
I see them winning like 11 games.
Yeah, you never know.
AFC side, Miami, Kansas City.
Yeah, we are going to have the same thing.
I'm going to go with Miami.
Why are you giving me the hard one? You're giving me San Fran and Philly, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think Chiefs fall short on that.
You know what? Fuck, I'm being opposite. Give me San Francisco.
Now, mind you, my pick.
I'm not going to do the satisfaction.
Is Tua stays healthy.
That's if you say it's healthy. Yeah. But right now,
yes.
The line is playing a lot better for him and everything.
Miami and San Fran. I'm going with Miami.
Nice. And you know what? And that's only because Miami's not facing the Bills. If you had Miami facing the Bills in the postseason,
Buffalo would probably beat them.
Trashed. They're getting trashed.
Yeah.
I think Buffalo beats them in...
Nine times out of ten, Bills beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, because isn't Allen 5-1 against or 5-something against...
something like that.
Miami with Tua playing, and they're like 1-5.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know the stat, but... most likely is.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it will be Lepore betting, and I want us to do a parlay, the best parlay for week 5. So we're going to take a quick commercial
a
break.
Parlay for week 5?
Yeah, we're going to do our own parlay, and then after that, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and we'll do our World Series bracket.
Oh, no.
We're going to do the same thing after every round 2.
That's fine.
Guys, I just want to let you know. Everybody out there, get the popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready.
For what?
When we talk baseball, this is where it gets interesting.
Listen, I need you to go.
Everyone acts like I guaranteed it.
Shut up here. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Never guaranteed a damn
thing. I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to say this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, get your popcorn ready. Hide your kids. Hide your wives. You don't want to miss this, but your kids do because they're going to be a lot of yelling and screaming. And ladies and gentlemen.
Why? What happened?
You're going to find out, Doug, the hard way.
Everyone's acting like I guaranteed it. I never guaranteed the race to win.
Let's go to commercial. Let's go.
I've been saying the Phillies every episode we have since April.
I don't know. The commercial proves you wrong.
We got to go to commercial break. We'll be back. MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
After you because you are probably known for losing a lot of bets, especially when it comes to the horse racing.
My lightning 5 picks. These are the ones that I like. I love them.
In my picks, you'll hear them later on. Yeah, that is my best bet.
You'll hear it. It's better.
Yes, that is my best bet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Lepore Betting is sponsored by...
Today, Junior.
Unsolicited role models. The role models you may not want, but you may just
Jesus
need.
Jesus God, thank Christ. I got to poke you with a stick?
I didn't want to for the echo.
All right.
I thought Dave was going to do it this time.
Nah.
Dave's got his popcorn ready.
Does it really have popcorn?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I love you, Dave. No, I love you.
You guys are idiots.
I love you so much, Dave.
All right. So what do we think? What parlay do you think we could do? Or the best parlay that someone could do?
Best? I don't even know, to be honest. But let's see here. For tonight's game?
Just anything. It could be
I got Brian Robinson anytime touchdown score, Commanders money line, Robinson over 65.5 rushing yards, and Fields over 40 rushing yards.
I'm going to tell you right now, what's his name? Logan Thompson, Washington's tight end.
Touchdown score?
Was it linebacker or corner that's defending him tonight? 95% catches caught against him.
Damn. 95%. That's a crazy
Jimmy,
stat.
Ty said hello.
Oh, my boy Ty. What's up, Ty?
Because for me, I like going with Jacksonville, money line.
That's not bad.
Panthers, money line.
They're almost minus 500, though.
Giants money line.
That's crazy. You just ruined the parlay.
That's going to ruin the parlay.
This is an underdog parlay.
Don't matter. Sometimes you can't go with the underdog. Sometimes you got to go with a freaking sure thing.
All right, so go with Jacksonville.
Are you going with all underdogs? All
right, no. Go with Jacksonville.
Underdog.
Go with the Colts. Go with the Saints.
Who's the Colts playing? Tennessee? That's an underdog, too, I think.
Yeah.
And go
Saints are an underdog.
And go with the Texans.
Texans are playing.
That's respectable.
Yeah. This is probably a funny one. This is going towards Dave. Either Alvin Kamara or Stevenson to have one receiving touchdown.
Kamara.
It could be either or.
What are the odds
on
that?
Plus 500.
Ooh. That's actually, as a straight bet, that's not bad.
Kamara.
Or how about this one?
It's either or.
This is plus 75, and I was thinking this one. C.J. Stroud to record 300-plus yards and Bijan Robinson for 100 scrimmage yards. That could probably happen because both defenses are
Houston and Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been shootouts with C.J.
Yeah, it's been a lot of shootouts with him. And that's probably what he likes. He's used to it.
So what do you guys think about this? And I think Dave agrees with me. C.J. Stroud, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
It's looking like that.
And he'll be in the MVP
conversation. I don't think he'll be in the MVP conversation.
Hold
but
on, don't interrupt me. He'll be in the MVP conversation within the next 2 to 3 years.
If he doesn't get hurt, yeah.
Yeah, the way he's playing, yeah. I can see that happening.
Yeah, but mind you, he's not playing like RG3s, but if he starts doing that, then he's got to be careful. Because RG3 was always running around like Vic and him were running around until he got hurt. Now look at him. He's a great reporter. He's a great analyst. But he probably missed his playing.
Right.
Well, a lot of them probably missed playing.
Well, yeah, because he was young when he retired.
He was
30. He's 30 now. But he probably missed that edge to go play again.
Obviously, you would.
Yeah.
I would. Dave, you got a parlay?
I'm building one. Hold on.
He's building one right now.
I know he mentioned he was high on Logan.
Yeah, he was. I remember he saying that other day to me.
So anytime touchdown score, he's probably like plus 200 or 300.
Plus 310.
plus 310.
There you go. Still, I could see him getting one.
Putting that as a straight bet, it's not bad.
To be fair, it's going to be a high-scoring game probably.
What, Commanders and the Bears?
I mean, last couple games.
It could be. Yeah, it's not like Justin Fields can get tutties.
Yeah, he definitely playing against the Washington team, so.
Yeah. Now, same with Sam Howell. They're playing against a freaking Bears team. That Bears defense that just
so this just sucks. This could be like one of those
like last scoring games
or high scoring.
No, high scoring. Maybe I'm hoping like the Broncos game with the Bears had.
Yeah.
Same when the Broncos played Washington. It was a high scoring game.
Where's my? Did I close it out? I think I just closed it out.
Dumbass.
Must be nice. So while Dave works on that, Dave went to his first hockey game on Monday.
I was going to ask how he liked it, but he wasn't around today.
Mm. He had a good time.
Yeah, you made him sit all by himself?
No, I didn't. I sat with him.
Show me a picture of him by himself.
Oh, he was going to the bathroom and then came out.
Yeah, and I saw him.
Yeah, he went to the other side. I took a picture. I'm like, man, he fell off that seat.
And the Devils won, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's also preseason too, though.
Yeah, I was going to say it's preseason, but still.
I mean, to go 6-0 in preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but preseason doesn't matter when it's regular, comes to regular season. We all see that with football.
Hey, what do you think about that? So Dave has sent earlier about hockey. So they're going to.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. They have a red zone coming out.
Yeah.
With every power play, penalty kill.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty interesting to watch.
I'm going
to
give you guys the two small parlay, all right? Logan Thomas, anytime touchdown score.
Right.
And Justin Fields over 200 passing yards.
I like that.
Plus 654.
Plus what?
Plus 654.
Just for those two legs?
Just for those two.
Damn.
That's your parlay?
That's it.
Yeah, those are really good odds.
They all are good odds. Because
it's also hard, like... The Logan Thompson scoring.
Yeah, Logan Thompson is going to be hard because you still have Jameer Gibbs on there. It's pretty good.
But that Dave said is...
Justin Fields is, for 200-plus yards, is plus 118.
I could see him put 200 yards up there. It's definitely going to happen.
Against the Washington Commanders team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's highly likely. I like that.
It's going to be a shootout between both teams. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Justin Fields' last game threw over 300 passing yards against the Broncos. What was it, against the Broncos?
Yeah, it was the Broncos.
Yeah.
Well, so you get better as the season goes.
Yeah, it's their defense that is lacking. But also when you go against, you know, your first week against Green Bay, that, you know, Green Bay shocked everyone. We all thought I thought the Bears were going to be a better team, but Green Bay showed that they're going to contend.
Mm-hmm.
And then who did they play second week? They played, who did they play second week? Somebody shitty, I think. Atlanta, I think. Somebody. And then third week, they played somebody. I can't remember what they played. And they played Denver last week, and they choked that away. Oh, they played Kansas City the third week.
Kansas City?
And got 42-0 on their head.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be Justin Fields' breakout season, but...
I think for him, it's just the team he's at. I think that's what it is for him. They're all saying he's doing his best. It's just... Same with Trubisky. Trubisky helped bring them twice to the playoffs. And they didn't give him any help. They just kept drafting they kept drafting stupid.
Yeah.
They didn't get an offensive line. They got, like, the best receiver or the best corner. It's like, it didn't help. Help him. It's like same thing with freaking, who is this year? Who they drafted? Give me a second.
Who are the Bears?
No, Bears. I forgot who the Bears draft. They didn't draft nobody. They drafted somebody. Why is my phone going off?
Damn,
Will Smith. Will Smith wanted to make an appearance.
I see that.
That's hitting you guys.
Yeah, not me.
No, I put my hat on. I start feeling the heat.
Might have to go like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, coming out of work, my guy. I mean, me, John, I got to freaking work for a living. You two slumps.
So, Dougie, baseball.
Are you ready?
You just had to take a commercial.
You said that last time.
Yeah, now we got to take another commercial.
God damn it.
Before we get into the next
one. Ready.
Huh?
You got to get mentally ready.
Mentally ready? Why are you guys acting like I don't
know. How about you go your commercial and you'll find out?
No, hold on. I don't get why you guys are acting like this.
Go your commercial and find out.
Like, did I say something to that's so offensive to David?
Go to your commercial and find out.
You did.
Like, did someone really hurt your feelings? Last time I checked. Wow. Last time I checked, it's just a game. It's just a game last time I checked.
Yo, he's going.
Is that what you said all season?
No, now you're
making, go to commercial.
Hold on. Now you're just making things up.
Go to commercial.
So I never guaranteed anything.
But you did guarantee that they were going to make it out the wild card. And they
hold
were.
On. Yes. Hold yes. on. Let's go That's to commercial true. Because.
Yes.
Can we go to commercial before corporate tells me we're going over the time limit?
You mean yourself?
We'll be right back.
Smoke and mirrors.
Third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done. Okay. I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
That's
to you?
That's how.
Boy, that's.
Mickey's Dodgers. Look.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. We got myself, we got Jonathan, we got Jimmy, we got Big Dave, we got our wonderful producer in the back, James. It's Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And David, how is episode 3 coming along?
How is what? Episode 3?
Yeah.
I got the computer out now. It'll be up soon.
Must be nice. And who's on episode 3?
Me.
Doug Serravo.
Can't
Must
wait. I can't wait to watch that. All right, so let's get started with our playoff bracket.
Dude. What playoff bracket?
We do a baseball one.
Let him delay.
I'm not delaying, but I had the script.
Let him delay.
And then we'll get into the hot take and conversation, because that could take time.
You delaying the inevitable.
I'm not delaying. Let's do our bracket. Let's start with the NLDS, Phillies, and Atlanta. Jonathan, who do you have winning this series?
I have the Braves. Very high on the Braves.
We got the Braves.
Mm.
David, Arizona Dodgers. Who do we have winning this one?
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
I got to go Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, D-backs.
Good thing they made it this far. I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in a while.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Twins, Astros. Who do we have winning this one?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, but I'll go with the Astros.
All right, and then we'll get to the League Championship Series. And then Rangers-Orioles, I have the Texas Rangers.
I think Orioles take
it. Orioles take it, but I mean, that's all you, my guy.
All right.
You don't want to take the Orioles.
Yeah.
You don't want to the division rival.
Anyone in the same division.
Who said that?
In the AOE.
No, I have a real reason why I'm going with Texas.
You didn't have to say that.
Bochy's teams always get lucky and go on a streak in the playoffs.
You want to hear something crazy? Remember when we were doing those picks for baseball?
Well, like last week?
No. A while back when the season was just getting started and we had our
surprise team
to make like a surprise team to win each division.
Didn't one of us say Texans?
I picked the Orioles and they were plus 800. If I would have put that bet in, that's $800 right
there.
Wait,
where's our baseball one that we had?
We had a sheet out.
Yeah, it's somewhere. I got to find it.
I said, we got to look. You know, maybe at the end of the thing, like end of like.
The World Series.
Maybe we're in an out state.
And see
who
how
did
we
the
get.
Rangers just beat?
All right, next.
We're going to go.
Maybe that's why you're picking them.
Huh?
Maybe that's why you're picking them.
No, because. Bruce, look at every team. Bruce Bochy coached.
God, he's like going up.
If you got the Rangers going all the way to the World Series and winning, that means you see it as they're the best team on that side. That's why you lost them.
Just about. Just think about it. But look at every team Bochy has managed. They went to the World Series. If they're not making the playoffs, they're not winning the World Series. When they make the playoffs, they're winning the World Series.
We'll see. It's still...
So my pick is Texas-Philly. I've been saying it all all summer.
Isn't there Grom on there,
No,
too?
You haven't been saying Texas-Philly all
I've
summer.
I've been saying Philly all summer. I've been saying the Phillies are going back to the World Series, and they're winning.
One of us did say Texas would be a surprise team, like to go in there. They're like...
But back to Baltimore, if you put down that bet, you know how much money you would have won?
Yeah, it was plus 810.
You should have won. Should have hit it.
I know I should have put money on
it. I told you to hit it, too. You're like, eh, I'll think about it.
Because that was your safe bet. Well, take a chance. You never know.
Yeah, because we had three that we were doing.
Yeah, risky, safe, and guaranteed.
Yeah. Because I think, if I remember, my safe one was Atlanta. And I think, not the Marlins. Somebody else was my risky one.
Yeah, I'm going to go look. And then we'll
look for next week and see.
Braves, Dodgers, NLCS. Who do we got, David? Ooh. David?
I'm going to go Braves.
Yeah. I probably back him up on that one.
Dodgers always come up short somehow.
Yeah. So that's that one year when they actually went all the way and won.
Yeah. They had all the pressure on their backs. I feel like.
But then they go back to back, but then they lost to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Went back to the World Series and lost to Washington. Juan Soto's first year. Huh?
Atlanta's got something to prove this year, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely they do. Especially last year getting swept.
Yeah, they
by Philly.
Yeah, they fell short last year. Yeah, Dodgers fell short last year. Yankees fell short last year.
Yeah, the
Mets, Padres fell short last year.
Yeah.
You had a smile on your face when you said the Yankees.
Of course he did. Of course, dude. Let's get through our picks and there's going to be blood in the water.
There isn't, because I said nothing wrong.
Yeah.
All right, let's do Rangers, Astros. Jonathan.
They were going with our pick from last week, too.
Astros.
Yeah. I think minus the Dodgers, I mean, Astros going all the way.
All right. So, a rematch of 21.
Those cheating scumbags.
Yeah, but I think Atlanta takes this one.
Yeah.
Astros, Atlanta.
I think Atlanta takes it.
Yeah, I'll go with the Braves.
David.
He's going to Atlanta. My second home.
He's going to his second home.
Astros, bro. Nobody really likes the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they were the better team, you don't even want to.
I mean,
pick
they are, honestly, on that side, they are probably the better team, but.
I don't know about all that, but.
I mean, it's probably them or the Orioles, really.
All right, Astros in six. I mean, Braves in six.
Yeah, I can see Braves in six.
So that's our World Series bracket. All right, boys. Great show so far.
It's.
What's the big deal
of the MLB blood in the water?
What's
in this corner,
deal?
We got Dougie Saravo.
But what's the big deal?
On the camera in the other corner, Big Dave.
What's the big deal? Dave got his feelings hurt because the Yankees won 82 games. Dave got his feelings hurt. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're about to get your feelings hurt in a second.
I'm going to ask you a nice, easy question.
Yeah.
Are you guys winning it next year?
If everybody stays healthy, yes. Why not?
Typical Rays fan. be nice. Ever since you guys got a little taste of it, you think you're going to win every year.
I never said that. You took the whole thing and twisted
Yankee
it.
Yankee fans never said that either.
You took what I said and twisted it.
You guaranteed a wild card victory.
I never guaranteed it. No, on our bracket, I said we're going to win.
You said
no.
Yeah, so it's guaranteed it. It's guaranteed it.
We have Zach Efron or whatever his name is.
Efron.
Yeah, you said Efron. You said you got a better roster.
Yes, as a fan, I'm allowed to say that. Is that illegal? Is that illegal?
You make it illegal for all Yankee fans.
I know. Here's the difference. So you take it to the extreme.
How is it different?
If Yankee fans, they take it to the extreme.
Any fan would take it to the extreme.
Just because they're Yankees. Oh, you're not supposed to bet against the Yankees. We're supposed to be winning. But you can't. Oh, The ump made a bad call. Uh-oh, it's rigged against the Yankees. Oh, they already have it against us. Why even play the season? Because we're going to lose anyway. They have it against us. That's the mindset that these Yankee fans have. And I'm not saying David. I'm saying Yankee fans in general. A lot of Yankee fans have that mindset.
You're still attacking.
That they're supposed to
win. That's still attacking Dave because he's a fan.
Hold on, hold on. Oh, we're going to make it to the World Series this year. We're the best team in baseball. We're number one right now.
Can I
don't say you something,
David. Hold on, hold on. This is my show. First of all, do not interrupt me on my show. Do not disrespect me on my show. No one disrespects me on my show, first of all. Let me say what I have.
Wow.
Hold on. Can I speak?
Look, you're
is this my show?
Over there.
Is this my show?
Must be nice.
Is this my show? Can I speak?
Hold on, hold on. Episode 3 is going in the trash. I don't know.
Can I speak?
Go ahead, Doug.
At that moment, we were the best team in baseball, correct?
Yeah, the beginning of the season.
At that moment, we had everyone healthy. We had McClanahan. We had Glass now coming back. On paper, you would think that we were the best team. And as a fan, which I'm allowed to say, we were going to win the World Series. That was before all the pitchers got hurt. That was before Wander Franco decided to mess around. We have no idea if it's true or not, but that was before that. That was before Brandon Lau got injured. I'm not shocked that we lost. Am I disappointed? Yes. But am I shocked? No.
Oh, I would be.
I could say the same thing. Judge got hurt. Pitching was horrible. Pitchers got hurt. People got moved
it's
around.
It's the same.
You can.
But we're not allowed to. Why? Because we're Yankee fans.
Damn.
I've never said that, though, first of all. But it's different with Yankee fans. Yankee fans think their shit don't stink.
Realistically. Everybody thinks their shit don't stink when it comes to their team.
But Yankee fans, it's on a whole different level. It's on a whole different level. Do you see me talking about Bryce Harper coming over and being a Yankee? Do you see me saying Manny Machado's coming over and being a Ray? No. Yankee fans think they're going to get every star free agent, and you know it. Yankee fans think that they're supposed to be in the World Series every single year, and you know it. Yankee fans think they're supposed to be winning the division every single year, and you know it.
Every fan hopes that their team is going to make it to the World Series, to the Super Bowl, to the Stanley Cup.
I thought the Jets were going to make it.
Yeah, he did. He did. The Jets were going to win with Aaron Rodgers because they finally had the team.
Completely different. Yankee fans.
It's not. It's a fan basis.
Yankee fans. Hold on. Yankee fans are already buying their Shohei Ohtani jerseys. They're already buying their Manny Machado jerseys.
That was the Mets doing that.
They're going to trade for Machado.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what that's. I can't wait to see when
completely different. It's completely different.
It's the same.
No, it's not. It's the different. Same. Yankee fans take it to the extreme, and you know that.
What about Philly fans and freaking not the
first of all.
No. Not the
Phillies.
Phillies
missed the playoffs for 10 years. You didn't see.
I am not.
No.
You didn't finish. I didn't finish.
It's
what I was
completely
gonna say.
Different.
What about the Eagles fans?
They're the best team in football.
But they're crazy, and you know it.
Philly's a different nature.
But you're saying the same thing about the Yankees, different team,
no,
different fans.
But it's reality.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Every fan is like that about their team.
Yeah.
Do you see me?
Yeah.
Yes!
Hold on. Can I add my point?
We're making it to the World Series. We're the best team in baseball.
As a fan, I'm allowed to say it. On paper. Hold on. On paper, did we or did we not have the best record in baseball in June?
Okay, you can look at the Yankees at their lineup. Every year their lineup looks great and they get injuries.
But Doug, if
on paper,
if that okay, so vice versa, if it was the Yankees with the best record, if David was saying we're the best team, this and that,
they lost,
and you would be saying the same thing. Yankee fans always feel entitled; they always think they're supposed to win everything.
Yeah, you went after him the same way now.
But he wasn't acting like that when they were 70-39 last year.
I don't know how he was
even
acting
on
last
the show.
Don't matter. I saw you at work.
We weren't on the show.
I saw you at work.
We came in February.
I saw you at work. You didn't come up to me and be like, yo, how about them Yankees, baby?
Dave, don't come up to people. You got to go to Dave. That's what it is.
It's completely different. I at least accepted the fact.
If the Yankees had the best record this season, and I was going crazy as a Yankee fan and lost in the wild card, you would be bashing every single Yankee fan. You thought you were going to make it to the World Series. You got knocked out in the wild card.
That's completely. Like, it has no. You,
it's
you
the
got,
same thing. It's the same
this,
thing.
Hold on, you got this whole thing twisted.
Would you be doing that? If I, as the Yankee fan, had the best record, started losing, came in second place, played a wild card game, and lost in the wild card, would you not be bashing every single Yankee fan?
And not only lose, yes or no?
I'd be laughing.
So yes. So
not only laughing. Lose, but you guys, it's worse when you get swept. It's like, damn, you couldn't even put up a fight.
It's two games. Every AL, you're bringing up sweeping? Every team in the wild card got swept.
Yeah, every team that
gets that's bad.
You said your best pitcher was pitching game two. It was a definite win.
Hold on.
Win.
First of all, he's not our best. He's not our best pitcher. First of all,
you said it at work.
Right now, he was the best pitcher of the season. But our best pitcher is injured. Shane McClanahan hasn't pitched in months.
Must be nice.
He hasn't pitched in months. Realistically, he hasn't pitched. But you took everything I said and twisted it. Which is
twisted.
You did. We have evidence.
Because you Yankee fans are in denial when they lose. Am I in denial that the Rays lost? No, I moved on. Now I got the Devils to worry about. Yankee fans are different when it comes to that.
Now that they have the Rangers to worry about.
Oh, we lost. Oh, the umps have it in for Houston. Baseball has it in for Houston. Oh man.
You guys lost 7-1.
It happens. It's baseball.
And the first game, 4-0.
It happens.
It's effing. We're winning. It's effing.
Nah, that's bad, Doug.
But I'm allowed to have that hope.
So are Yankee fans.
But it's completely different how they act.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Every team acts the way they
want to.
You guys
had the best record in baseball. You were high on a pedestal. You started losing, and the Orioles took your spot. And you guys are like, we're going to still win the Super Bowl. We're going to still win the AL. And you lost. You lost.
Yes, before everyone got hurt and Wander Franco left because of an investigation.
You were Juan DeFranco. You're bringing up because he ended up getting out. We played our best baseball when Juan DeFranco was gone.
We did.
So what does Juan DeFranco have to do with anything?
Meaning it would have been different if we had Franco and Lau.
How?
But you said Franco was the freaking reason why that like
yes,
you were playing better.
But no one expected those things to happen in June. In June, I said we were
you
the best
still
team in baseball.
Good baseball. Juan DeFranco did not make a difference. You said it yourself on the show. We're playing better baseball with Juan DeFranco gone than when we had Juan DeFranco.
Yes.
So Juan DeFranco has nothing to do with it.
No, he don't.
Then so why are you bringing him up?
I'm just saying, when I said that they're the best team in baseball, first of all, when the thing happened with Franco, Atlanta was the best team in baseball.
Right now, Atlanta is the best team in baseball right now.
Best team in baseball right now.
Then it don't matter because Phillies are going to the World Series.
Highly doubt it, but
a fan, I'm allowed to say that. But you're acting like I guaranteed it. I never guaranteed it.
I don't know that intro.
Every show we did on Dougie and the Boys when we talked baseball, I said the Phillies are going back there. And the Phillies are probably going to win it.
I don't know. That intro says otherwise.
When we talk as fans, it's completely different. But when we made our picks, I always brought up the Phillies.
No, we're not denying that. But
David is.
But this is minus. No, he's bringing up Tampa. He ain't bringing up the Phillies. He brought nothing up to the Phillies.
So David Fisher says, go sports.
Oh, he's in the comment section?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sitting there bored while we watched. One hand on the phone, one hand is whoo. It's probably true.
So I don't understand how Big Dave came at me like I broke his heart.
No, the things you were saying about Yankee fans and everything, this is his get back.
I don't get how he's like
Because the Yankees were living rent-free in your head.
Yes, and no, they still are.
Live rent-free in my
rent
head.
Rent-free, baby.
Gotta make that a shirt.
Make that a shirt.
Are you all right?
Listen, listen. That
he's high on life right now.
As soon as the Tampa Bay Rays got eliminated. You might have wear your Devil's hat because the Giants ain't looking good either.
Should have wear a Devil's
hat. I got a match.
Damn.
I got a match. I got my... So, I don't know if I should bring up this question from Fisher.
Go ahead. Chad. Go ahead.
Was I right?
I don't know if I should bring it up.
You got Dave, to now.
Dave, should I bring up your question?
Bring it up.
Come on.
Come on. What do you say?
It's something perverted, probably.
Sports related?
No.
Just do it. You can bloop it out later.
Well, I'll bring it up off the air.
All right.
Come on.
Fisher, ask a sports question.
You don't know shit.
Don't matter.
His girlfriend knows more about sports than he does.
Is it about a cow? Is it?
Is it? Is it?
Fisher.
You guys, if it's about a cow, you gotta say it off the air. I think I know what he means.
I'm not bringing that up. Otherwise, you guys are going to be calling the Survival Broadcasting corporate HR. Offices.
Yeah, we just go inside.
That'll be hilarious.
But not really, because I'm technically corporate for Survival Broadcasting.
Spoiler alert.
We're going to see Doug interviewing Dougie.
I could see us going on like a sports comedy tour.
That's what we should call it.
Trash talking each other.
It would be fucking ridiculous if we did that.
So that's the way you want to go.
All of us in one place.
Hey, if that's the way you want to go, I'm all for it. So just, you know, you could bring up Fritz's question.
Yeah. If that's you want to roast each other, I mean, you got to bring something up to the table.
It's a simple question.
No.
It's not going to be a simple answer. It's
talking about a farm animal.
Yeah, moo.
How bad can it get?
Moo, moo.
Oh, it can. So Fisher wants in on the trash talking.
Oh, I can match a fish. Oh, my God.
But we're going to, because I got to catch my breath. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm like...
He's getting lightheaded over there.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We should have more episodes of Dougie's Political Hour within the future. We'll be right back. We got Jimmy, Jonathan,
Big Dave,
and then we got David Fisher in the comments. We'll be right back.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything. I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's pretty.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on, because that's not what Rogers said. Rogers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
look at that water behind me, James.
Jesus says in the scripture, they need to live their experience of their own.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by...
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
We got...
Jimmy.
Always Trust a Drust.
J-Ram, as you call me.
Big Dave.
And we got David Fisher in the comments. Oh. Nicole's watching now.
Ramming chicks and...
We're live. So we got any hot takes?
I think I got one.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
All right. This is football related. Do we think Henry lost his crown? Derrick Henry. You think his crown is gone?
Yes.
Who do you think has it right now?
Running back wise?
Running back wise.
I don't know. That's a good one. It's kind of a toss up right now.
Maybe that guy from Miami?
Achan?
Mostert or Achan?
Mostert?
Mostert.
Mostert.
Mostert? I was going towards more towards Swift a little bit. Swift's been putting up numbers.
Yeah, ever since he left. Ever since she got with Kelsey?
Who?
Swift.
DeAndre Swift and Jason Kelsey.
Oh my God!
I knew exactly what he meant because that's what he did that night, that Monday night game, with the whole thing. Look, we have our own Swift and Kelsey over here. DeAndre Swift and God damn it, Swift.
Nah, Raheem Mostert is the one to go with.
Or Montgomery, because Montgomery's putting up numbers as well.
I mean, he had one breakout game the last game
from Chicago.
No,
Montgomery's Lions. On Detroit now. He Kansas City put up numbers. I think that loss against Seattle, he's putting up numbers. The win against Atlanta, he's putting up numbers. And then the Green Bay game.
I can say the same thing about Kyron Williams.
Oh, right. Williams, he's putting up numbers too.
Breakout.
It's a toss-up, but like I see the top two for me is Raheem Mostert and I think I just said his name, Rick Swift.
Right.
I think those two are the top contenders right now.
How about you, Doug? You good?
Yeah,
you just chugged down like 2 gallons of water.
Yeah,
bro.
It's like a racehorse.
You're about to pass out.
I know.
Dave, yelling at poor Dave over there.
He's got his popcorn right there.
I knew you two would be going at. It would be better. It'd be better if somebody was here live.
Big Dave.
Hey, man, listen, I got parent duties.
All right. Well, I mean. You were here last week and you had no parent duty, so you come here this week.
Well, every other week someone's virtual.
I see that.
Do I have to be virtual next week? Like, what the hell? I'm the only one freaking here.
Every week someone's virtual.
And you said you liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it filled up the camera more on the show and everything.
So I was talking to Dave on Monday.
Fisher?
No.
Mendoza?
Mendoza. Uh-huh. And he was saying when we go on the cruise for my birthday next year.
Right. Oh, my God. You fight until no.
No. We're going to bring the camera. He'll bring his camera, the mic, and we'll still do the show in one of the bars or something.
Or we could just sit outside.
Oh, yeah. We could sit down
sit
on the pool
deck. Sit outside and have a camera sit on the table for us.
Yeah. Talk some sports.
And have like a microphones.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like the little ones on us.
We appreciate Dave Mendoza for bringing his camera on the cruise.
I'm down with that.
We could continue the show.
Yeah.
Got a nice little, nice little area, like a lounge.
Yeah, he could
record. You just see it just sailing away.
He could record it, and then I'll just upload it on Monday.
Have some drinks.
Yeah.
Some chicks.
Oh, we'll be all fucked up.
I'll have the drink package, so.
We all might fucking go for a drink package, honestly. You're better off.
I'll do karaoke every night.
Jesus Christ.
What? I did well. So I have a hot take. Not really a hot take, but it's an opinion.
Right.
So you think about the NHL, NBA. Teams celebrate at the end.
What did Nicole say?
What'd she say?
What did Nicole say?
No karaoke.
Is that from corporate itself or?
No karaoke for you, Dougie.
I thought I did great.
No, because I can imagine all of us doing karaoke, and we'll force Dave and Nicole to do it. So that's probably why she's saying it. We would force them.
Know what they should do?
Do a duet.
Shane and I did a duet.
No, them two do a duet.
Know what they should have us do on the ship?
No.
No, they have us in like karaoke hall, and we do the show there, and people could come watch. It could be like an excursion.
That's something you got to talk to them about. Probably, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Like,
so back to my hot take: do you think Major League Baseball teams should wait till they win the World Series to celebrate, rather than celebrate after every round?
No.
No, because it's live in the moment type of thing.
Yeah, it's living in the moment.
Yeah, but you don't care about
it. You don't know if you're making it to the next
round. Yeah, you don't know. Your next day is not guaranteed.
Yeah, but it's about winning the championship, not clinching a wild
card. Yeah, but how many of those people made the playoffs in the last couple of years?
Hockey players wait to win they win the cup.
Yeah, but how many teams went, like, celebrate?
How many teams go far in the playoffs?
They close the game.
Yeah, exactly. How many teams do that?
Like, and they celebrate.
There's some teams that haven't, look at the Texans, haven't been in the freaking playoffs.
about 10 years.
Or Arizona.
Or Arizona.
If Arizona ends up winning games and winning series,
they're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
So, it's so big for the moment.
Championship. I care about rings. This is what I care about.
Well, what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
What's with you guys?
No, not us. It's just Dave. We're just stirring the pot a little.
He's packing heat today.
I got the Devils. That's all that matters, right?
Hey,
now.
I agree on that one. I think they're going to play good this year.
Devil fans, I'm telling you now, pick somebody else. Dougie's got the Devils.
Hey.
He also had the Tampa Bay Rays. He's got the Giants.
Cincinnati.
Shit.
They're both 1-3.
Stay away from our team.
You got Penn on you, my guy?
Yeah, I know.
Penn split it on you?
Almost.
All right. Like Mendoza, you got any hot takes before we wrap this up?
I don't think so.
Anything controversial?
I think he had all the controversy he needed.
Tampa sucks.
We won 99 games.
Where are you? Damn it.
Does not matter unless you win that World Series.
Yeah, but I never guaranteed it.
Doesn't matter.
I never guaranteed it.
What happened to the Mets last year?
The intro don't lie.
Mets won. I never guaranteed it, though.
We won 104.
I never guaranteed
to get knocked
it.
Doug?
To get knocked out.
How many games did Mets win last year?
101.
101.
To get knocked out.
We got knocked out
card.
The first round. Padres are also good last year, too, towards the end, though, too.
Season record does not matter.
Yeah.
Once you get into the playoffs.
I mean, look at fucking, what was it, the Dodgers last year? They had the best record. They broke the record for having the best record, and they lost in this divisional round.
Perfect example. The Atlanta Falcons versus the New England Patriots. Can't celebrate too early.
Yeah. Same thing with the Chiefs and 49ers. They're up by 10 points with like 5 minutes left in the freaking fourth quarter, and they came back and won.
Yep.
Can't celebrate too early. That's the problem.
No, I know, but I never celebrated. You're acting like I celebrated.
The intro don't lie.
All the Tampa Bay Rays posters and everything you had.
Raise up.
The banners, the
guy
flags,
and that guy, and
I'm allowed to though.
The World Series.
No, we're going back to it already.
You guys are something else. Can you imagine if like we had Dave and Nicole here actually like talking to us?
Why don't you call them?
One day they should come on. Dave was like,
"Will it be a sports thing, or will it be like more like
a... it'll have to be not sports.
It'll be the Must Be Nice podcast."
Apparently, you're having a party that I was told about. Shane told me about it.
Yeah,
you didn't tell us.
I thought he texted it to the chat.
No, you did not.
Nice, thanks, Doug. Thanks, Doug.
So what's the party
exclude
about?
Us, huh? October 21st. It's a Halloween
party.
Yeah, a Halloween fall festival.
Saturday.
Yeah.
What day?
Saturday.
What Saturday?
October 21st.
Here or we're going out somewhere?
Here.
Okay. Costumes?
Yes. Yeah, if you want. Go ahead.
I got to check the calendar.
Yeah, come by. And
what time?
We could do a show. I think after 4.
Okay. I should be.
I think I got something planned that day, bud. No, I'm serious.
I'll probably definitely come by because I'm off that day. So.
Let me check my calendar. Hold on. Yep, 21st. I got something planned.
Not a damn thing going on.
Cigar lounge.
No, it's birthday party.
All right, so we're going to finish the show as we always do.
Oh, here we go.
This is for my Latin friends. So this
here you go. This is for you.
This is for Dave and Jonathan.
There we go. I'm probably going to know this.
I don't sing.
No, you don't got to sing. I just want to see if you know the lyric. Dave could do it. Also, shout out to G.J. Rob Mex for always playing this song. It's no, Pacifico. It's not that. It's
if it's Peso Pluma,
it's a hit.
It's Bad Bunny.
It's no, Bad Bunny.
Dave knows. I want to just see if you guys remember the lyrics.
How am I gonna know the lyrics?
Us.
No, it's for my Latin friends.
Am I Latin enough for you?
All right, so this is for Jonas.
I'm Latin American.
All right, here we go.
I'm American.
All right. Shout out to Luis. All right, here we go. Pepa y agua para seca.
You know this.
Oh, why did that go like that?
No, I don't know this.
You don't know that song?
I'm about to pull it up.
It's by Farruko.
I can't, right, I can't speak.
Whenever the song comes on, I just fist pump.
You
know
the vibe,
bro.
You gotta know the beat.
Be nice.
You know this.
Paper.
I don't know.
You know the lyrics?
I literally just go.
Do 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 do.
All right, try again. Paper e agua para seca.
Nah, man.
hold on.
I like how you bring a Spanish. You should be like secure. I don't know if you dance like this.
Must be nice when you got the lyrics in front of you.
Yeah, I was gonna pull them up too.
Yeah, you can look on your phone or on your laptop.
Is
it gonna play or?
Alright, well, we all gotta do it too.
I don't know.
Right. The lyrics. I'm pulling them up.
My God, right, here we go. The song's called.
Hold on.
Papas.
Where you going off the chorus though?
Yeah, unless you want to sing the whole song.
Nah. The chorus is fun.
With David Guetta.
All right.
No.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Wait. I'm trying to pull up the chorus. I don't know the.
Ready?
Where's it at?
I'm definitely not singing this, bro. I'm gonna murder it.
Yeah, me too.
Who's it by?
Right here.
Ah, Peppas.
Yeah. You guys don't know that song?
No.
It's on Peppa Pig.
All right, here we go.
Go.
Paper. Hold on, sorry. And then keep the. We don't want a copyright for the song, so keep it low.
Well, you know what?
Here we go. Paper y agua para seca, todo el mundo en pastilla.
En la discoteca. Bang, bang.
Paper y agua para seca, todo el mundo en pastilla.
Ya.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Any quick predictions before we go?
It's a good outro.
Yeah. Oh. Can I go towards like the middle?
Predictions? I don't know. For this week, what's a good one, Jimmy? What's a good one? Football.
Bears get their first win tonight. They get their first
Texans
win.
Beat the Falcons.
That's probably not a hot take, but I'll take it. I think they beat them too.
Panthers get their first W.
And the Giants defeat the Dolphins. We'll see you guys next time.
Out of your goddamn mind.
It's a prediction. I think Miami's winning, but I think the Giants could surprise people. I hope. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye now.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.